Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. The federal government's Manufacturing Modernisation Fund has launched, presenting funding opportunities for Barker's small and medium manufacturing and processing businesses. The fund will have two types of grants. One will be for contributions between $50,000 to $100,000 for smaller scale technology investments. The other is grants of up to $1 million on a 3-to-1 funding basis with industry to support transformative investments in technology and processes. Southeast listeners who own pet rabbits are being urged to make sure they're vaccinated against the Khaleesi virus. The virus has been released in 5 sites across the MacKillop electorate, including Millicent, Avenue Range, Lock Harbour, Wild Dog Valley and Willaluka, infused into oats and distributed to farmers registered in a baiting program. Rabbit Control Coordinator Josh Rosser says this is the first region to get the virus and get the ball rolling in the southeast.
And Mount Gambier has been the first groups that have received their virus. I've just done 3 days in the southeast, seeing 7 different groups down in the southeast.
The Stand Like Stone Foundation will benefit from gold coin donations at this weekend's One Night Stand music event. Half of the funds raised at the entrance will go towards replacing the Lucendale Area Community Swimming Pool. The other half will help fund Stand Like Stone Foundation's scholarship program, allowing young people to participate in the Limestone Coast Leadership Program. West Gambier has advanced to the grand final of the Western Border Football League, defeating Casterton Sanford by 25 points. The Cats were only trailing by a goal at three-quarter time before West iced the game in the final quarter. East Gambier, meantime, knocked West Gambier out of the A-grade netball finals with a 44-40 point win. In the Mid-Southeast footy semi-finals, Glencoe smashed Kalangadu by 64 points, earning their spot in the grand final. And Kalangadu beat Glencoe by 4 points in the netball semi-final. And Robe Ruckman Tom Wachtel's taken out the Mid-Southeast Football League's Best and Fairest Medal for 2019. The new male medalist collected 19 votes this year, one ahead of Kongarong's Harrison Evans.
And obviously all that good work I've done throughout the year to give it to the midfielders has really paid off. So, really surprised and really proud as well.
And Nangwari's Joel Vertanen took out the Radio Farmer Phil Scanlon Memorial Rookie of the Year Award this year.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.